Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
The seaport village of Morro Bay is situated on famed Highway 1, just about halfway between LA and San Francisco. It's a bona fide commercial fishing port, and the bay and estuary are popular draws for visitors and locals alike who enjoy kayaking, sailing, or just sitting on the shore watching the sea otters, seals, sea lions, and pelicans. In January, the Morro Bay Bird Festival attracts avid birders and those just curious to learn more about the amazing diversity of birds that are spotted here. Actually, there's a greater diversity of bird species spotted here than anywhere else on the entire Pacific coast. It's springtime now, and it's kite flying season, and the Morro Bay Kite Festival is one of the town's most popular annual events. Come along and join Brent Haugen, the director of the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau, as we visit with Sean Farmer, the founder of the Morro Bay Kite Festival, and the owner of Farmer's Kites Series and More, located on the Embarcadero directly across the street from the bay.
Hey Tom, we're here with one of my favorite guys here in Morro Bay. I'm Sean Farmer, who is the owner of Farmer Kites, Surreys, and More. My staff usually tells me to go fly a kite, so I just come over and visit Sean for a little bit.
So you rent kites and you sell kites?
I don't rent kites. I only sell them. But I loan them to Brent anytime he needs one. But I do rent bicycles and Surreys.
And is that pretty popular here?
It is very popular, especially with the bike path out to the rock, and now especially with the new extension that the city's putting on out by Coleman Drive.
You can bicycle all the way out literally to the rock now.
You can bicycle all the way out to the rock, that's correct. And I'm told by the end of May you're going to be able to bicycle out Coleman Drive and across the creek over towards Morro Dunes or the high school.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because it gets into no man's land out there, doesn't it?
It does. So this bike path is really going to create, it's going to be nice for the people that walk or bike from that side of the creek and are able to come over.
I walk the doggies out there, and we have to actually walk through the creek to get across there.
So that will change.
That will change. And with the drought, it hasn't been bad, but when we get rain, that bridge is really going to be nice.
Hope for rain.
That's right. Okay. We need rain.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about kites, and I understand coming up right away, you have a kite festival.
We do. This will be our ninth year for the Kite Festival. This year it's held April 25th and 26th. A new addition this year is we're actually adding rides to the Kite Festival. We're going to have a Ferris wheel, a teacup, a pirate bounty ship, and a trackless train. So it's really a great event. And my favorite part of the event is we have a local nonprofit group called Central Coast Funds for Children. They donate 500 kites on Saturday for the kids to fly. They donate to the first 500 kids.
So the kids get to keep them when they're done?
They get to keep them. They get to decorate on them, paint on them, put stickers on them. But there's not a better sight in my eyes than seeing 500 kids out there running around with kites in their hands.
That's really cute. How popular is the Kite Festival? What do you anticipate?
I feel the Kite Festival is someday going to be the signature event of Morro Bay. And I feel that every year it's grown. I would say this year we would expect on a two-day event from 3,000 to 5,000 people.
Wow. So any kite collisions then?
There will be a few kite collisions, I'm sure, and some tangled strings, but everybody will still be smiling and having fun.
And I imagine some people bring some pretty exotic, unbelievable kites.
They do. We actually have some kite flyers that come in from all different parts of the state. We have some come from as far away as Washington State. One of the guys that helps me mainly is from Berkeley. He's bringing in a 50-foot gecko kite.
Wow.
So it's 50 feet long, and it's a big gecko. So the other's going to be, anything you can imagine will probably be out there flying.
And looking back, what's the most oh-my-God kite that you ever saw come to Morro Bay and fly?
The one that I remember the most was what they call a parafoil, and it's a big, looks like a parachute. It's 50 square feet. But this gentleman had 50 American flags tied, 3x5 American flags tied along the line up to his kite. So it was a big red and white and blue kite, and then 50 flags down the string, and it was pretty amazing to see.
Very, very cool.
Well, Tom, I will tell you, one of my favorite festivals, moving here to the California, especially the Central Coast, a little over 2 years ago, we came here. It was one of the first festivals that we ever experienced. It's amazing. It's just, it's awe-inspiring. And I think the funniest thing is that you're going to see a lot of adult males out on the beach taken their kites away from their kids because they love actually flying the kites, I think, a little bit more sometimes than the kids, but it's definitely something to come and see, and I love the fact that it's so family-friendly.
One more time, a recap of when, where, how much.
So it's April 25th and 26th. The Kite Festival itself is free. There is no charge. Mm-hmm. You can come out, fly kites, hang on the beach. You can get kite lessons. The rides, there will be a charge for this year. I'm told it's going to be $3 for a ride, or you can buy an unlimited ride bracelet each day for $15. That money will go back and help the Kite Festival fund and do it again next year.
So it's a nonprofit effort.
Correct.
I would agree. We're going to have a great time out at the Rock and great time on the beach. Again, just fantastic, family friendly. And I think that's the one thing that I really love about Sean and working with Sean through the Bureau is that he definitely always has families in mind, not only for the Kite Festival, but also for his shop as well. One of the big places that, especially for the visitor center staff, that they direct people to come down to is coming down to Sean's shop here, because Surrey rentals are very inexpensive. They can get a two-seater Surrey, they can get a four-seater Surrey, or if they're looking to have, you know, a single bicycle in case if people didn't get a chance to bring it, you know, while they're on vacation. And plus they can come and buy a kite. And I see people out on the beach constantly where they're trying to get their kites to take flight. So, no, we definitely like to send them down to Sean's.
You can't get to the waterfront without going past your place. If you put a little roadblock out front, you could be the troll of the waterfront and rule this place.
That's what I said. If I could set up a toll bridge, I could retire here. Yes, they all come by here to get to the Rock. And if you don't want to come in and see me, I have a little friend here you might want to come and see. His name is Oliver. He likes to visit with everybody.
About half a foot tall.
Yes.
I love it.
Sean's store is actually a part of the Morro Bay Adventure Pass. People will be able to get great deals on being able to rent a Surrey or a bike. And
for further information, if somebody wanted to scope out the kite shop,
they can actually go to morrobay.org, and if they are looking to get some more information on the kites, Surreys, and more, they can definitely go to morrobay.org to get a little bit more information.
Nice. Sean Farmer with Farmers Kites, Surreys, and More. Key location on the waterfront in Morro Bay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stitching through the waves, the edges of the sky.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.